Okay, guys, so let's continue to the second stage, in which I'm gonna give you a general analyze about this novel, Animal Farm. So, firstly, the genre is dystopian animal fable. The setting is England. The year published was 1945. And the author is George Orwell. So, let us first give you a brief description. So, Animal Farm tells the story of the conflict that arises when a desire for freedom and equality is corrupted by the consolidation of political power amongst a select group. So, in this Orwell's allegory of the Russian Revolution, it has some common aspects. And the conflicts between the beasts, common animals, and the humans are expressions of the underlying tension between the lofty ideals and harsh realities of socialism. Remember that Orwell, as I mentioned it in the last podcast, maintains the idea of totalitarianism as something that was really bad and that it doesn't work for a society. We're gonna see also in this analysis, or we are gonna explore right now, that the action or the rising action began when the animals start to fight against the human oppressions, and they establish Animal Farm as the pigs take the control of the government of the farm, in this case two main characters were the ones to take the control: Snowball and Napoleon, engaging in ideological disputes and compete for power. Remember that in this Animal Farm, and I say remember because I already know that we all read about this novel, so we have an idea, but I know that in some case we don't remember very well. The climax of this novel is when Napoleon runs a Snowball off the farm. So it was a dispute between Napoleon and Snowball. The pigs were the most intelligent animals in this group of animals. And Napoleon, this part, he has a pack of doves and declares that the power to make decisions will be there, will be, or their opinions were the most important opinions. In the part of falling actions, when the squealer, or it happens when the squealer justifies Napoleon's actions with reinterpretation of animalist principles. Remember that they had some principles create some principles. And Napoleon continues to consolidate his power, and the common animals obey the beasts, still hoping for a better future. Let's explore a little bit the main characters. There were actually 8 characters, in which we can find Snowball, Old Major, Squealer, Benjamin, Napoleon, Butcher, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Pilkington. I'm not gonna explain there deeply, but I could give you a brief information about these characters. First of all, we have Snowball, which was the pig who challenged Napoleon. The old major was the pig, or the prize winning, who has a vision, or who has a vision of a socialist utopian service. The squalor was the pig who spreads Napoleon's propaganda among the other animals. We have also Napoleon. The pig who emerges as the leader. Benjamin, the long-lived donkey, butcher, who was an incredibly strong cart horse. Finally, we have Mr. Jones, which is the often drunk farmer who runs the manor farm before the animals stage their rebellion and establish animal farm. And finally, Mr. Pilkington, he was the easygoing farmer, so who runs the four wood and representing the capitalist governments. Here in this analysis, I will also mention some of the themes, which actually are corruption, the failure of exploitation, which are the three main themes that are mentioning around this novel. So guys, now I would like to make some connections with the author perspective. And in a brief analysis, this is a look at our time, because it presents actually what happens with totalitarianism. It presents the invade by security cameras or cybernetic or media manipulation. In this case, we are involved of technology, and it, what happens with a animal farm, it wasn't technology, but it was another kind of totalitarianism. And let us also see that George Orwell criticized something related to totalitarianism, or in fact he mentioned that politics doesn't work because of his, or at that time when he lived, the totalitarianism was very real, and totalitarianism was seriously proposed as something to give answer to people at that time, to find some solutions. He were in two world wars, and it is not surprise thing that it motivates to George Orwell to write about this utopian world, or this division between two groups in this case. And actually he really likes to work with some intuitions about what could happen in the future. In this case, he really liked to work with details, and they knew very well that he could have some very good intuitions, and he could give to the people some understanding about its daily reality. So in fact, I think that George Orwell was a great author that gave us many great ideas to understand our reality and also our liberty, in fact. So it was all for this second stage, guys. We are gonna have this our final stage, which is divided in three moments. So let us explore that stages.